Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in our What's in a Name series is El Shaddai Part 4, The Limitless God. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Job, chapter 11 and verse 7. Can you penetrate God's depths? Can you find out Shaddai's limits? The book of Job is the book of the Bible that has the most amount of mentions of the name El Shaddai. In our anchor scripture, Job was using questions to make assertions. Even though he asked, "Can you find out Shaddai's limits?" he was actually saying that El Shaddai had no limits. The last day, we spoke about El Shaddai having access to realms that some of us did not even know existed. This is closely related. Every mortal man has limits to what they can do to help another. Humans have gone very far in giving. People give their organs, large sums of money, opportunities, people give things. But there is no person on the face of the planet who is limitless. Our very mortality is a limit, for if a man dies, who can he help? Fortune changes, and men who may have been able to give loads of money in the past may today be in need of helpers. I've seen this happen so many times. Mortals are limited, but the El Shaddai, the God of sufficiency, the Almighty God, has no limits. He does not die. His fortunes do not change. He is the custodian and king over all realms. And he is your God. A lot of us have put our trust in our salaries and our incomes. My son asked for something a few weeks ago and I responded without even thinking. I just said, "Oh, I can't afford that at this time." As I meditated on this scripture and I thought of that event, I realized that I had zoned in on my income as being my source. I had measured my ability to have using my income. Guys, we need to look away from our income, no matter how little or big they are. We need to look at El Shaddai. We need to look to El Shaddai. El Shaddai should be our sufficiency. He is our provision. He is our provider. He is limitless and can provide absolutely anyhow he pleases. Beyond money, you can and should lay a demand on El Shaddai. Push the boundaries. Trust him for the issues on your job. Trust him for the issues on your marriage. Talk to him about the challenges you are facing with the kids. Push the boundaries. El Shaddai's borders are without limit. He is enough for you. A testimony a sister shared is just coming to my spirit and I'll share it quickly. This was not planned. I watched her testimony. She said she always wanted to draw. I know her family, so I know all other people in her family can draw. But she always desired to draw, but she just couldn't. And by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, through her brother, she decided to try her left hand. She's right-handed. And within days, the quality of drawing she has produced is mind-blowing. This is what El Shaddai can do. There is no limit to what he can do. It doesn't matter whether your request is conventional. It doesn't matter how unconventional your request is. El Shaddai has no limits. He can and will provide. He is all sufficient. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. Lord, we give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.